God, creator of the universe, give yourself room. Pray in tongues. Prayer is the exercising of your will so that in the effect market you won't be unrepresented. Prayer submits your will. Nothing created is external. There has to be an internalization of what eventually becomes exterior for all to see. Everything external was initially internalized. It was someone's original internal state. Adam and Eve proves that what you see comes from what is within. God was Adam's mother. Adam was Eve's. You don't have a world if it didn't come from inside of you. We struggle with the fact that God created the world, but even more significantly, God created the universe through his words. All the stars, the moon, the suns, in their varied orbits and galaxies, are a picture of God's internal state. You can only say you see what is within you. Adam said, "This is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh," because Eve was brought from within him. The kingdom of God is within you. You cannot have a world you have not internalized. Everyone's world is therefore what they eventually were. God didn't just create the world, he created the universe by his words. You have created your own world by your own words. We therefore shouldn't spend too much time on finished products. You lose the tie to their origins. Discovery, therefore, isn't a destination. It's a recall, a rethought, a regurgitation. God knew you when you were in your mother's womb. This will suggest that all of us were known, or all that needs to be known about you doesn't require the aging process or time to process. You can be known before you are born, because knowing cuts through the age and the time chase. 80% of the gift of the Spirit comes out of your mouths. Therefore, an unprecedented amount of spirituality is words, what you say. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. From the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The tongue words of a righteous man is a tree of life. An unprecedented amount of being spiritual is therefore what you say. You literally leak your spirituality through your speech, or the lack of it thereof. No comment is not praying. This is how faith has taken the place of faith. The Lord's Prayer is a peek into God's will. The Lord's Prayer is the list of God's will. Where are yours? Praying is contesting invisible enemies. This is why God said, "Let there be light. Make room for my will." So you pray without ceasing, for enemies are ever present. God didn't spend too much time on the details of how and why he created the world or the earth, because there are far too many more consequential things he created that are none of our business or no business of ours. And he would want to concentrate on what is. God spent one chapter in creation, on creation, then the rest of the book on relations. There is reason for that. Everything created has a mother. This is not so with evolution. Words transport the baby from the womb into the world. Words, without words, you are barren and will not have a joy in the world. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Nothing was made that was made without the Word. God brought what was inside of himself out by his words. This is how Jesus became God's tool to bring in us out. Many speak, but their utterances aren't words. Externalize your intestines or your intents. No one knows or sees what you are saying without this. The reason you speak should be to draw pictures with your words. A spiritual man goes further. He draws life objects from, by, or with his words. Thus God says you will have to give an account for every idle, useless, bad images your word has drawn by what you have said. There are a lot of illegitimate objects on earth given life by terrible words or their terrible speaking. Because we are in God's image, what we say comes alive too. What God and man have in common is creation. There is no relationship between man and evolution. We are scientifically unrelated to evolution. Complex things always have a way of explaining themselves simply by things in life. So let me say that again. Complex things always have a simple replica in life. This is why I can easily debunk the theory on evolution. God is eager that you say something because he has a wider information of what has been said against you. Your silence is consent for punishments, injustice, and abuse. We may now begin to understand or indeed appreciate what it means to have the blood of Jesus speaking always for you. Persecution always arises for the reason of an applied word. Your word life needs to be tested. God said he sowed good seeds. The enemy sowed bad ones. You must let the good and bad grow together, as one is the evidence of the other. Creation actually means appearing or making to appear, but not just appearing, but the bringing out to vision. Because the word reveals what already exists within a thought or an inner man. Mark 4 will say, the parable of the sower also confirms that man came from God's word or seed. The sower sowed the word, and they became people by the roadsides, on the rocks, within tons, and some fell on good soil. God is consistent about the origin of man and everything else. Then the quality of your words or the tongues kick in. You need to build integrity more so to enhance your word coefficient. The Message translation of Psalm 139, 13 to 16 will say, oh yes, you shaped me first inside then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. What a creation. You know me inside out. Hebrews 1, 1 and 2 will say, but in those days, the latter days, he has spoken to us by his Son, through whom he created the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact internals or representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful, there it is again, word. John 1:1 will say the word was first. The word present to God, God present to the word. The word was God. Everything was created through him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without him. What came into existence was life, and the life was the light of men. Life light blazed out of darkness, and darkness could not do anything about it. Someone has had to incubate what the word that was revealed. You need to create a person from other creations out to emerge from its within. You may be searching in the wrong direction. No matter how hard you search or for how long you search, you will not find anything at the end of your search. You're going in the wrong direction. Someone is the root of our existence. Like we have said about creation, everything was created or mothered by something else. How would you ever find yourself if you don't first find your mom? Humans enjoy evolution theory, the evolution theory, but this is scientifically, technically, an impossibility in the direction of the search for man. Creation is not just an emergence. It is the revealing of the product from its source. Our definition of the word creation is therefore wrong. We expect something from nowhere, when the very basest things in nature suggest everything comes from inside something else. In our case, words are the vehicle of our emergence. How we came to be revealed from the internals of someone else. We are too complex to have evolved. He was in the world, John chapter 1 verse 10 says, and although the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to his very own, the very own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to say they were created or born of God. Children born or created not of the natural descent or human decision or the will of a husband, but born, created by God. Amen.